have very wonderful memories of that. Bertha, I'm not sure of her last name, but Bertha worked for M.A. and Mamie Cooper. By the way, my name is Martha Roan Lacey Howe, and Madison and Lucille's mother was Martha Roan, okay. Martha Roan Cooper, and so I was named for her. And in fact, the foundation is dedicated to Madison Alexander and Martha Roan Cooper. And I didn't know either one of them. They passed away before I was born. But Bertha was there, and because after Mrs. Cooper passed away, Madison asked Bertha if she would stay and do laundry and serve him meals. And she was thrilled to do that. She lived in the garage, up at the top of the garage. And she was a wonderful cook and a lovely person. And she would call my mom. We lived on the other side of the lake. She said, next time you come in town, come to the house, and I've made some cookies. I remember one time a big cake. I mean, you just don't forget things like this. And we would go in that porte-cochere on the side of the house and up those steps. I think they had big, tall steps then because the buggies or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they had such tall steps, but I remember that as a little girl. And the kitchen was always smelled good, and it was nice and warm. And we didn't see Madison too much. He traveled quite a bit before he started writing. And I remember him meeting him. He was tall and athletic and thin. He didn't have much to do with children. But he was, when I was born, he gave me an add-a-pearl necklace with 10 little pearls. And he had a reputation that I think he worked at of being very tight-fisted, but I believe he was far more generous, even with his family, than he wanted anybody else to know. Mm-hmm. He gave this is Madison Jr., mm-hmm. Gave a lot to Waco, but he gave a lot anonymously. He gave to the community chest. I think this is a funny story my grandmama told me. He gave to the community chest, and they thought, well, my goodness, Madison is giving some money to us. Maybe he's interested, and they asked him to be on the board, and he never gave him another nickel. So he would give it all anonymously. And I think my grandmother Didi kind of took up for him a little bit because he had quite a reputation. He was eccentric. Stuck by himself. Oh, another funny story about Madison. I just came to mind. He walked every day down to the bank. And his father, believe it or not, M.A. Cooper Sr., was on the board of the Citizens Bank for a short time. But Madison was never interested in all that. He had Cooper Grocery until he didn't want to do that either. But he would walk down Austin Avenue every day, and he wore kind of shabby clothes a lot. He worked at that. He knew how to look nice. My grandmother would tell me all this. And he would walk down to the bank and go in where Mildred Rast, my grandfather and my father's secretary, we called her Pud. She was quite famous and had been at the bank a lot longer than my dad had been at the bank. But he would go down there and go through her trash and use her used carbon paper, take it home, and he wrote Saronia up in the top parts of the Cooper home, and wrote short stories before that, but I don't think they sold very good. But on used carbon paper, I mean, I think he could have probably bought a small package at the dime store, don't you think? But he used Mildred Rast used carbon paper that she had already thrown away. But he kind of worked at that aura that mm-hmm. he worked at it. He liked it. Mm-hmm. He was an athlete. He walked and played tennis and did all these things. and I believe he planned a trip for my dad and Lawrence and Roan and Lucille to go to Europe, and where he wanted them to go. but it never did happen, because I don't think Dee Dee and Papa, my grandparents, really, it was right before the war. It was about 39, 40, and they just didn't want them on a boat. Mm-hmm. Just too much going on during that time. So it was in 1940, I believe. Mm-hmm. But he was very generous to his family and to Bertha. He gave everything he had to the Cooper Foundation, but he had a nice amount that he left with Bertha. And Bertha stayed in the home for a short time after he passed away.